Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, say,
hallelujah. Set us on fire this morning, Jesus. We give glory to your name. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your tithe for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by ChurchGirlDresses.com, the place where good girls shop. With sizes up to XXL and 28 wide, we got you covered with everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear, because there's nothing wrong with being holy and fine at the same time. So make sure you visit churchgirldresses.com. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is not today. Not today. And we are coming from Romans chapter 8. Now let me tell you that I am driving, but I am hands-free. I'm en route to court in Palm Beach County this morning for a client. So if you hear any background noise or traffic, that is why. But again, I am hands-free, and I know the scripture, so I'm not reading. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday, you can call in with me live at 7 a.m. Our number is 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. That's feeldfire.com. But even better, follow the teaching by texting the letters DS for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DS. That's your message, and send it to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching, that you can share with someone else to bless their souls as well. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. feeldfire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 from the KJV. Now we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Pay attention to that, brothers and sisters. It says, now we know that all things, glory, everything, anything, all things work together. Somehow it comes together. It works out for those of us who love God. Yes, who have given our lives to him. Followers of his word. To those of us who are called according to his purpose being to save everyone and expand his kingdom. Glory. Come on and give God praise for that word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Not today. Have you ever had some drama or a dramatic person come to you with some kind of tomfoolery and you just said, not today? Have you ever experienced the devil bringing an attack upon you, upon your household, upon your health, and you just said, devil, not today? Because what you were really saying is, look, go take a seat, little boy. Or go sit down somewhere, little girl. I ain't got time. And I know I'm using bad English, but that's really what you do sometimes when you're just really sick and tired of being sick and tired. You don't even care if your sentences are grammatically correct, right? I ain't got tired. I ain't got time for you today. That's what not today means. Sometimes people even say it, don't try me today. This is not the time. You might push a button today. You might not get Evangelist Rossi. You might just get raw today. So in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, the Bible, or God through his word, was assuring us that no matter what is happening, somehow, some way, God is going to work it out for our good. My pastor from Tampa, when I used to live in Tampa, would say, it may not be God sent, but it can always be God used. And I love that. May not be God sent. Maybe whatever the drama is or the confusion is, maybe the attack or whatever that adverse situation is, was caused by your own action or by my own action or inaction. Maybe it was not even Satan. Maybe it was just our own disobedience, our own rebellion or operation in the flesh. But God, still glory, can take that situation, that mistake, that sin, and cause it to become a lesson learned to work out for our good without causing us to be humiliated, without causing us to be embarrassed, without causing us to have to suffer the ramifications of our sin or our inaction, but having mercy on us, God can still work it out for our good. And because we have that consolation, we can look at the situation and say, not today. You will not have victory over me. Not today. You will not depress me, cause me to backslide, cause me to give up on God, cause me to lose my faith. Not today. You will not prevail over my family. You will not prevail over my occupation or profession. Come on, this is what you ought to be speaking into the atmosphere. You will not, glory, have the victory over me, my destiny, nor my calling according to God's purpose. Not today. Because this day, glory, I walk in victory. Hallelujah. This day, hallelujah, I know that all things work together for my good. This day, hallelujah, I can praise God. I can honor him. I can give him the glory despite every circumstance, obstacle, trial, and tribulation, because this day I am rooted in the fact that all things glory will work together for my good. Accordingly, I resoundingly say, not today, enemy, not today, Satan, not today, defeat, not today, not today, not today. Hallelujah. I move in victory. Oh, glory to his name. Our time is almost run. We're about to go into prayer and the altar call, but this ought to be doing something in your spirit right now. Just speak into the atmosphere and say, not today, Satan. Say it again, not today, Satan, because I know that all things work together for my good. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! I felt that thing. Did you feel it, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we come today in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you the praise. Father, our souls are revived and renewed. We're on fire, on daily fire, as we speak into the atmosphere. Not today to our enemies. Not today to our obstacles. Not today to every trial. Not today to every tribulation. Not today to every attack. Hallelujah. Father, we ask forgiveness of our sin. We ask you, Lord, to come into our lives and clean us up. Make us white as snow under the righteous blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we repent of our disobedience, our rebellion. We repent of our drama, our mess. We repent of our confusion, our inaction when you told us to act, and acting when you told us to be still. We repent, Father, of a rebellious tongue. We repent, Father, of our disbelief and doubt. Glory. Because now we know that all things work together for our good. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Send down your blessings, your latter rain. Overwhelm them with the blessings of Christ, victory and destiny and purpose. Let them effectuate their purpose in the earth. Not today shall they be defeated. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody say, not today. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to give the altar call and then assign your task. But just keep on praising him. This is a release for you today. This is your liberation, that you don't have to be bound by the enemy anymore. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. Now, Lord, I confess, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. You correct that. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that all things work together for my good. Because I am now a person who loves you. Glory, and called according to your purpose. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Listen, everyone, we welcome you to the family of Christ, and I remind everyone to get into the word, get plugged in into your church. This is very important, so your mind will not be idle. It will not be the devil's workshop, and so that you can learn more about Christ. Of course, never miss your daily devotional here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Visit the website, fieldthefire.com, to hear it after 8, or even better, text the letters DF to phone number 33222 right now. Now, our topic for today is not today. Your task for today is to speak those words to every obstacle, every attack that comes to you. Say, not today, because I know God is going to work it out for my good. All right, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. Remember to visit our sponsor, churchgirldresses.com. I love you. Victory is yours today.